My name is Dilu. I am a Chinese man in his 30s and have short black hair, black eyes, and I don't wear glasses. I am a historian who has been studying the history of medicine and science for over 10 years. Now I am a visiting scholar at University College London. The book is pocket-sized, about 12 centimeters tall, and is open to show two facing pages with black printing on thin brown paper that reveals a trace of the image on the reverse side. Each page contains a full-length depiction of a man wearing traditional daily dress, loose robes with flowing sleeves belted at the waist. The man on the left is sitting on a stool and is about to hold his aching head, while the man on the right is standing and seems to be waving his hands in the dark. The images are outlined in fine black lines and are annotated with Chinese characters labeling points on different parts of the body. Columns of text frame the illustrations. This medical book was originally entitled Shen Shi Yao Han, meaning precious text on gaze. In later periods, some publishers changed it to the more accessible title, Yan Ke Da Quan, literally the Compendium of Ophthalmology, or the Treatment of the Eye. This medical book consists of 6 chapters. They not only provide old case histories about eye diseases and general theoretical discussions of the eye, but also give specific accounts of over 100 eye diseases or symptoms and related pharmaceutical, surgical, and acupuncture treatments. The 6th chapter of the book contains a series of illustrations used to display the acupoints in the human body in order to aid acupuncture treatments. The 2 illustrations on display are located in this chapter. The one on the right-hand side is entitled Xiu Ming Pa Ri Yan, literally the eyes fearing the bright and the sun. We might associate the symptom with the biomedical concept of photophobia or discomfort in the eyes to bright light. The treatment suggested in the text involves acupuncture. In the illustration, we can find the relevant acupoints located in the face, the hand, and the left foot, and some lines are drawn to link the locations of the acupoints with their Chinese names. As the illustration is not a precise representation of the human body, such a combination of visual and textual information might help to improve the accuracy of acupuncture treatments. The illustration on the left-hand side is entitled 偏正头风, which literally means side and central headwind. This title describes 2 types of headaches, allegedly occurring in one side of the head or in the center of the head. The title and related textual description use traditional Chinese medical concepts about the invasion of wind into the brain. Again, in the illustrations, we can find the acupoints located in the head, the left hand, and the left leg, as well as their Chinese names.